Well, good morning, church. Hope you're all having a good early morning today. We're having a lovely time so far. We came down to Regina yesterday and spent part of the day here. Went to the mall, got to see downtown a little bit. Interesting, from that windstorm, there's a bunch of damage actually down there. So it was kind of, some of it was even blocked off. But it's always nice to come down and spend time in the city of Regina. So again, my name is Robert Hinz, and I serve as the development officer for the Saskatchewan Men's Center. And it's just an honor and a privilege to be here sharing with you today. So thank you so much for having us. And I just want to say thank you to all of you and to your church and to all those viewing online. Just, you know, you've been a long-standing, faithful partner church that has supported us, and we just appreciate you guys so much. So thank you for that. I'm sorry that we can't bring students with us today, just with all the restrictions. We're not allowed to bring students on outreaches, so you get me today, and we'll share some video testimony, so hopefully you'll be inspired by what you hear today. So I'll just open in a quick word of prayer. Lord, I just come before you today, and I just thank you so much for who you are. I praise you for your goodness and kindness, and just thank you that you are a loving Father that desires to reach down and pick us up when we're in a bad spot or on the wrong path, and you're just faithful to bring us back to where you'd have us be, Lord. So I just thank you for the ministry of Teen Challenge and the work you're doing through it, and I just pray that these words today would just inspire people that you have the power to change and transform lives. So we give you this service in Jesus' name. Amen. So just as a show of hands, which I'm sure most of you, how many of you are familiar with Teen Challenge? Yeah, all of you are. So that's awesome. Also, if you're comfortable, as another show of hands, how many here know someone or have been affected by someone that struggled with addiction? Yeah, lots of people. Addiction affects everyone, it really does. But just for those that maybe aren't familiar, viewing online, or just as a refresher, Teen Challenge is a 12-month faith-based drug and alcohol rehabilitation program for men and women over the age of 18. Teen Challenge started in 1958 when Pastor David Wilkerson was called by God to go to New York, where he would help get kids out of the gangs, get off the streets, get off the drugs, and start living for the Lord. So, in the grand scheme of things, Teen Challenge started in 1958, and we have been in ministry for over 60 years, and we now have 1,400 centers globally in 125 countries. So God is doing an amazing work through all the ministries of Teen Challenge all over the world. So today, we are going to learn a little bit about addiction in Canada. We'll hear more about Teen Challenge Canada specifically. We will hear success stories of changed lives, and we'll invite you to partner with us. I know a lot of you do, and so one of the ways that we keep our program operating is through our sponsorship program. So please, as we share today, just prayerfully consider the possibility of becoming a monthly supporter, supporting the students in our program. So our mission. You guys, not talking about what's going on with the virus, but we have an epidemic here in Canada, and I'm talking about the drug crisis that is going on all around us. Across Canada, 11 people are dying every day from opioid-related overdoses. Addiction costs in Saskatchewan are $1.4 billion a year, and across Canada, they're $40 billion a year. This is from things like lost productivity, people not working, healthcare, people needing medical attention, and criminal activity or investigation. Again, $1.4 billion a year in Saskatchewan resulting from addictions. That's crazy. And we want to help change that. In fact, just by eliminating 72 hospital stays or 50 police investigations, we provide a savings to the community of $500,000. So there's huge benefit just in thinking about society and getting people free from addictions and the burden it's putting on society in financial terms. And that is one of the reasons our mission at Teen Challenge is to help men and women overcome substance addictions to lead full and productive lives. And our program works. You know, there are lots of good programs out there, but studies are showing that non-faith-based programs have about a 5 to 10% success rate that their graduates find permanent freedom from addictions. Teen Challenge Canada studies show that at least 60% of our graduates are still clean and sober 5 years after they graduate. Our answer is a structured program, addiction counseling and classes, developing a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and allowing the Holy Spirit to transform from the inside out. That is where we find permanent freedom from addictions. And how do I know this? Well, 7 years ago, I went through the Teen Challenge program, and God used the ministry to change my life, and I'm just so thankful for it. I grew up in a small Christian community just north of Saskatoon called Waltheim, loving family, I had a good life. I saw the effects of alcohol in my parents' marriage early on, and ultimately led to their divorce in my teenage years, and it led to a lot of just confusion and unanswered questions, and then partnered with that and some very hurtful relationships, I started to just not understand or just feel this sense of rejection and hurt in my life and not knowing where I fit in. I didn't seem to fit in with all my Christian friends who had loving parents who were married, and it was tough for me. And so I started to hang out with the guys who were drinking and using drugs, and I kind of find a place where I felt like I belonged. And at that point, it brought me a sense of identity where I felt like people actually cared for me. And so even though that wasn't the best place to be, it was where I felt accepted, and I just started moving away from my Christian faith and my friends and into a new group of friends. But after high school, I kind of didn't really want that life. I moved out to Lloydminster and started an oil field trucking business, started to make a lot of money, bought an acreage, got married, and actually life seemed to be doing very well. Worked really hard for about 5 years, and then a lot of my old high school friends started moving up there and seeing the success I was having and being like, I was faced with this temptation, like, oh man, we haven't seen you forever, come have a drink with us. And I started to give into that a little bit again, and what started out as just a casual drink with friends started, you know, going out to clubs and introduced to a whole life of partying and hard drugs that I started to think that I was missing out on because of living this, you know, just life of working and being married, and ended up leaving my marriage to go chase after that world, and it led me down a road for the next 5 years of just utter pain and destruction, hard relationships, failed relationships over and over. And as I started to make decisions that brought on shame and guilt, it's like the drinking and the drug, you start to just increase more and more. And I started to use drugs like crack cocaine, and somehow would stay up, you know, nights on end hauling oil. I don't even know how I, you know, didn't die in an accident or something, but it was an ugly time in my life. And when I was 30 years old, I was introduced to injecting drugs. And the next year of my life spiraled into a hell that it's hard to even explain, like seeing and hearing demonic things. All my drivers quit working for me. At that point, I had like three of my own trucks. I had a very successful business, but everybody just didn't want to be around me or was scared. They were also getting involved in that life and didn't want to find me dead. And so I ended up just alone by myself on that acreage. Just me and my dog. And the next year I spent in a spiritual hell that is just very hard to explain, and brought me to a point where I tried ending my life. I tried overdosing on drugs, and I remember just falling on the floor at that moment in my living room and hearing these evil voices laughing, and they were like, ha ha ha, Rob Hinn's dead at 31. And it was like that was going to be the statement of my life. But God gave me a revelation of the truth in that moment, that there's a spiritual battle going on for our souls. And I don't know what happened. I sprung to my feet. Like, I just knew the truth that the enemy had been working in my life to try and bring me to that point, to end my life. And those voices I've been hearing were just instantly silenced, because I knew who they were, that it was the enemy. And then there on my coffee table was this pamphlet for Teen Challenge that my mom had left there, and I just remember picking it up, and this peaceful voice of God spoke through my ceiling and just said, yes, this is the way, follow it. And I just dropped on my knees. I said, okay, God, I need to surrender my life to you. And so I did. I sold my acreage, sold the trucks, I had to give up everything, and I committed to going and doing the Teen Challenge program. And it was the best year of my life. I was able to go through counseling and dig into all the root issues of what I went through, the different hurts and pains, and find forgiveness and forgive others and myself. And it was just so incredible. Found out that I wasn't the only one going through this. There was many other people who had struggles too, and I was able to meet a lot of great friends and connect with people. But after Teen Challenge, I got involved with YWAM missions work. I went out to New Zealand and did a discipleship school, went and did some serving in Papua New Guinea, came back, did a year of Bible school, then went and did a staff position in Hawaii with YWAM ships, where they do medical missions all over the world. Met my beautiful wife there, Elizabeth. We're coming up on our third year of marriage now, and we have a little boy who's 20 months old, and life is just a huge blessing, and I'm just so thankful for God and what he's done in my life, and so all through what he does through the Teen Challenge ministry. And so thank you for supporting us and making, you know, stuff like this possible. So it's just a privilege to even be alive and be here sharing today. So that's my story. Thank you for listening. So just want to ask you guys, does anybody here sponsor a student? I'm sure there's probably people online that do, so I know in a full congregation you'd have some hands raised, but we'd love to get a couple sponsors here today. We offer this amazing program at the cost to the student of only $1,100 for the entire year, but the cost to put a student through the program is about $4,600 a month. And we have no government funding. It all comes from donors, individuals, businesses, churches such as yourselves supporting us that make it possible. And actually, 40% of our funding comes directly through our sponsorship program. People like you giving at least $40 a month to sponsor a student. And this really is the financial backbone of our ministry, staying open and operating and changing lives here in Saskatchewan. So please, like I said, if God's speaking to you today, we encourage you to become a sponsor, a monthly sponsor today. We have brochures on our back table. When you come out of the service, you can pick one up, fill it out. I know with all the COVID restrictions, it's a little different on how we might have to shuffle out of here quickly. So I know you can fill it out and mail it in. The envelope's in there. You can also do it online, teenchallenge.ca. But there's a couple other options too. You can also just leave a donation. You can sponsor the center and just pick a monthly amount. So there's lots of options and ways that you can give to Teen Challenge. And we appreciate all your support. So Teen Challenge Canada. Teen Challenge Canada started in 1973, and we operate 9 centers across the country. In the Prairie region, we have a 12-bed men's center out by Calgary. It's currently under construction and soon to be a 24-bed facility, so we're doing an expansion there. We have a new 26-bed women's facility just north of Saskatoon, and we have our 24-bed Allen Men's Center east of Saskatoon. That's the one I went through. And we work together so many people can find freedom from addictions. We have 5 core values that guide our program. First off, we are Christian. In all we do, we believe that God is the one who brings true freedom and lasting change. Second, we are committed to the student. Third, we value people. Fourth, we are stewards. We are committed to managing wisely all resources entrusted to us, recognizing that we are ultimately accountable to God. And lastly, there is hope. Life-controlling addictions can be permanently overcome. And so what is so unique about our program? Well, first off, our approach is intensive with one-on-one counseling, group counseling, spiritual formation classes, and a structured program. Second, our program is voluntary. No one is forced to be there. Third, we are holistic. We treat body, mind, and spirit. Fourth, we recognize that recovery is a process. We meet people where they're at and help them grow beyond a life-controlling addiction. It's different for everyone. We have kids that come in 18 years old. We have guys that come in 60 years old. And so we try and meet people where they're at and help them grow. And lastly, most important, we know that faith transforms. We help people find and follow Jesus and experience permanent freedom and transformation by the work of the Holy Spirit. And that's really where we find our success rate, through the transformational work of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to hear a video testimony now from a guy named Tarrant. And so if you could cue up the Tarrant story, and we'll watch that. So enjoy.
After a night of drinking, I'd wake up the next morning wanting more. I craved more, and I realized this is not good because I needed the alcohol, the beer, to wake me up to be able to get up. That's what I was getting up for. It wasn't good enough just getting up to go to work or be a husband or a father. I was getting up for that next drink. The lowest point of my life was when my mom called me. We had an argument, and little did I know that night she would pass away, and that would be the last thing I would remember was talking to my mom, is hanging up on her. Remembering the last conversation I had with her was an argument about money. So when I'd go out drinking, I started gambling. I'd put money in, and when I lost, I was happy because that was the argument I was with my mom, was about money. I gambled to lose. My addiction really got the best of me when I decided to try and end my life. I went out into the garage and found a rope. I even Googled how to make a noose and tried to hang myself. After my suicide attempt, I woke up in the hospital and I was angry that it didn't work, that I was alive. And I, within minutes, the nurse comes down, sits at my side and says, "Tarrant, I see you're interested in the Teen Challenge program. Tarrant, I want you to know that's a good place. I've heard good things about them. They can help you." And as she walked away, I knew this was the sign that I sought after. The moment I walked into Teen Challenge, I knew that that's where God wanted me to be. I knew that was the place that would rehabilitate me. Not only was I affected through my year-long process at Teen Challenge, but also the lives of my wife and my children. How God had restored my marriage, and I was now being able to be the father that I was called to be and the husband that I was meant to be. Teen Challenge pointed me the direction to Jesus, knowing that Jesus is the ultimate answer to help me overcome my addiction. But because of grace, I have been set free.
What an amazing story. I know Tarrant very well. He came into the program when I was in my fifth month, and we've become good friends. We know his family. I don't know if any of you have had the chance to meet him. He's actually a marathon runner. He's developing programs where he does running clinics in northern communities and ministers the gospel to people and delivers running shoes. He's an amazing man. So you never know what God can do through just one changed life. And it's just neat how when he talked about that nurse that spoke to him at the hospital, the way that nurse knew about Teen Challenge was because her mom cuts hair out there. And so it was just this little connection that led to Tarrant even knowing about Teen Challenge. And so it's incredible. If you can just pull the PowerPoint back up there. So as mentioned, our sponsorship program helps our doors stay open and enables more lives like Terrence to be transformed. So if God is speaking to your heart, please, you can come drop off your donations or sponsorships at the table after the service. If you want to sponsor a student, you do get a story card. You can take home with you and put it on your fridge. Remember to pray for him or her. You can sponsor a man or a woman. You also get updates on their program, invites to center activities. One sec here. There we go. And a personal invitation to their graduation. Some of this stuff has changed with the restrictions, but normally this is what it would look like. And really, it's $40 a month, about the cost of a cup of coffee a day. Or I say, if you drink Starbucks, well, maybe you can sponsor 4 students. But in all seriousness, we need sponsors to be able to operate. So, This is our 24-bed facility out by Allen. It is a 10-acre property where everything takes place, devotions, chapel services, classes, counseling. The students do life together, growing as a community. It's been open for over 12 years now, and I'll have to see how many graduations we've had since it opened, but last year was an amazing year. We had 17 graduations last year, so praise the Lord for that. This is our beautiful Women's Center out by Hague, Saskatchewan. This has been a dream for many years, and as of March 2019, we finally opened the doors and began serving women in the Prairie region. And since they've been open, you know, it's a year-long program, so you don't really see a lot of graduations right away, but they've actually had 6 graduations since they've opened, so that's amazing. And so, yes, beautiful centers, lives being changed, and glory to God, but truth be told, our program is hard. Students are away from their homes for 12 months. They go through mental and physical withdrawal symptoms, and they are living in community in the men's program with up to 23 other guys who come from all different walks of life, different personalities, and it's hard sometimes. It's not called teen easy. It's teen challenge, and it is challenging at times. And sometimes you have struggles with other students, but you know God uses all of this to help them grow. Like it says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And also, did you know, staggering fact, that 58% of our students leave in the first 4 months? It is hard, and addiction is tough. It's a vicious cycle. Also, why some graduates might still have some struggles. The enemy uses addiction to kill, steal, and destroy. And so, but I say, what is success? I believe the fact that everyone who comes through our doors is shown grace and love and introduced to a relationship with Jesus Christ is 100% success. We do the best we have with the time we have with them to help them permanently overcome addiction. So what does a day in the life of a student look like? Well, first off, the students get up at 6:30 in the morning. They have devotions from 7 to 7:30. Then they have breakfast together. Then the whole center gets cleaned. They'll have a chore. At 9 a.m., we have a chapel service where there'll be some singing and a message, almost like a mini church service every weekday morning. So it's incredible. After that, they break off into their various classes, either group counseling, their spiritual formation classes, or we also have something called PACE, Personal Academic Christian Education, which is a module they work on throughout the year, where they might read a book and write a short essay or learn different character qualities. Just an important a part of the program. Lunch is always at noon, and then afternoons are either on-site or off-site work duties. The evenings vary from community activities, classes, or free time. And during normal times, we usually have one family visit day a month. And this has always been a huge, important part of the program, because we find that the family, like everyone in the family, is quite affected, you know, from addiction. And so we want to help heal and restore. And it's about family and transformation of all the people involved. And so I remember that was a highlight of my program, the family visit days and reconnecting with my family through that. So. We're going to hear one more story. So this is Chanel's story, a graduate from Eastern Canada. And so, yeah, if we could cue up the Chanel story, please enjoy.
Questions ran through my head. Who are you? Where do you belong? Why can't you be better? Just lost and confused. I remember just feeling so misunderstood and hopeless. There were times where I would try to just imagine myself in the future and I couldn't. It was just black. And then I would run to my addiction, you know, the drugs, the alcohol, the guys, and try to fill this huge hole inside, and the hole just got bigger. There was no answers. You know, I'd go back to the mirror and I just hate myself more. At first, you know, I told myself I'd never use my body to get drugs. but then you're high and you're so messed up and you don't even know what you're thinking anymore, and it just happens. It just kind of happens. And I would say that's when I sank deeper into depression, waking up the next morning and realizing what I'd just done and just giving my body away like that. And I knew it wasn't okay. Like, deep down I knew it wasn't okay, but when you're high, all your morals and your values go out the window. I just remember thinking so clearly, you know, this can't be my life. This can't be what I'm doing or where I'm going, and I hate where I am. And I knew right then that I needed to take the steps to get help. So I called my dad really early in the morning, and I just told him, I said, "Dad, I need help." He had told me about Teen Challenge. I knew right then that I had to go, and that's what I was gonna do. What happened to my heart in Teen Challenge was basically heart surgery. I would say that it was like, as soon as I walked into the doors of Teen Challenge and the fog started to lift, God just invited me to put my heart on the table, the surgery table, and he just began to like do surgery on my heart. Teen Challenge was a huge part of answering all of those questions that I had deep down inside. You know, who are you? And whose you are, you know, getting to know God as a father and getting to know God as my creator and the way that he created me and why he created me the way he did. Life after Teen Challenge has been like I could have never imagined it to be. Just the doors that God has opened for me. I went to another school of ministry and got trained up in ministry, and I'm currently an intern at a young adults church downtown Toronto. You know, everything that I'm doing now is such a huge blessing for me because I get to use my past and my struggles and the things that I've been through. Everything the enemy used to try and knock me down, I get to use it for God's glory and to build people up. I get to stare people in the face and tell them, yeah, you're struggling, this is where you are, but I was there too, and this is where I am now. And I get to help people with their freedom, and there's just no better feeling than that.
Again, what an amazing story, and it's just so true. We don't always say, like, why, like, the addiction always a lot of times stems from something deeper, something, you know, it's a lot of times dealing with, you know, coping with different pain, different hurts, and, you know, it's the enemy's tool to come in and kill and steal and destroy. And so I just love how, you know, a story like that, and how you, when you find out your identity in Christ and that emptiness, that longing for relationship with our Father in heaven, and when he comes and fills that spot, it does something that no drug or no relationship, nothing can do. And so it's just amazing, and how God can use a life and just use it for his glory and to help others. So yeah, amazing. So if God is speaking to your heart and you want to bring hope today, I just encourage you, consider becoming a monthly supporter. It's a great way to give to the program, and we rely on monthly donations for our program to keep operating. We know it is the power of God that changes lives, and he uses Teen Challenge as the venue. Many of our Teen Challenge graduates go on to work with Teen Challenge, go home to restored families, and become constructive members in society. And we need monthly partners to help fight addiction in our communities, so we can train our staff with current up-to-date methods, so we can maintain our facilities, and most importantly, to continue to save and change lives. So in closing, how can you get involved with us? Well, you can sponsor a student, you can sponsor the center, you can give a one-time gift. So please, as we're leaving after the service, you can come to the table. Or like I said, you can also do this online at teenchallenge.ca. Very simple. You just click donate, follow the steps to make a donation, or click sponsor and follow the steps to sponsor a student. Again, it's teenchallenge.ca. Secondly, prayer. Prayer is so important. I just ask that you pray for our students. With all the restrictions right now, it's hard on the students. You know, I remember that, you know, I want the day to come back when they can be here sharing their testimonies, and there's so much healing in that. So please pray for that. Pray for our staff. Pray for people needing the program and finances, so we can continue to doing what, continue to do what we're doing. You can come for a center tour. There's some restrictions on that right now, but we can talk about that. We can arrange some things. And also you can join our events. We have golf tournaments, we have galas. And so hopefully we'll be doing some golfing this summer, and we're also having a run this summer. So Lord willing, that'll all take place, but we will see. So I just want to leave you with a quote from a graduate. He says, "Teen Challenge is far more than a drug and alcohol rehabilitation program. It is a place of true healing, and that is what we call the Jesus factor, the true reason why Teen Challenge is so successful." So I just want to say thank you so much for having us. Thank you for all your support. I hope you were inspired through these stories, just seeing that God is changing lives through Teen Challenge, and you are the reason we are able to make this possible. So please come see us after the service. Leave a donation, sponsor a student. If you're going to leave a donation, please make any checks out to Teen Challenge. And again, yeah, just thank you so much for having us. We'll be back again at 11:15. So I'll turn it back over to Pastor Gene, and God bless you guys. Have a great day.